One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to them, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to kill him. It's Sunday morning. One spouse is ready for church. The other is still in bed. They go back and forth over and over again. "Wake up! It's time to go to church. We're going to be late." "I don't want to go to church. Some people don't like me. I don't like all the music. The sermons are boring. Sometimes I don't get anything out of them." Get out of bed right now. You're going to church. You're the pastor. Following the rules isn't always easy. It's not always pleasant. Mark, the storyteller, makes it clear that at the beginning of the earthly ministry of Jesus, there was major conflict concerning the religious rules, the rules of Sabbath in today's reading. Today's story takes place on the Sabbath. Sabbath is a holy, religious day for people in the time of Jesus. It was a day to rest. It was a day to refrain from work. And it was a day to get out of bed and worship. The two basic rules of Sabbath were rest and worship. Sabbath was part of creation. On the sixth day, God finished the work of creation and then rested on the seventh day. It was God who called the seventh day Sabbath. It was God who made the Sabbath a holy day. 200 years before Jesus, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the law, put together a set of stricter rules for the people to follow, as if the 613 laws of Moses weren't enough. They added more. Just for the Sabbath, they added over 1,500 restrictions. For example, a 2,000-step walk on the Sabbath was the limit. No more than 2,000 steps. Climbing a tree and swimming were prohibited. Even clapping your hands was considered work. My favorite of all the rules, killing a mosquito was considered hunting, and it was thus prohibited. And even though Moses allowed picking grain by hand on the Sabbath, it's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy that it's okay on the Sabbath to pick grains by hand, it was now, with these new rules, prohibited to pick grain by hand. So when Jesus and the apostles picked grain by hand, they were breaking these new rules. And the Pharisees had zero tolerance for the breaking of their rules. Jesus used an example. King David broke a rule. He ate the holy bread, the bread of the presence, that only the high priest was allowed to eat. But David and his companions were starving. They ate prohibited bread to give them life. Their lives were more important than a religious rule. And that's the way it is with God. Life, God's life, the life that God gives us, is more important than our religious rules. Now, that all took place in the fields. And now Jesus comes into the synagogue, the place of worship. And there he heals a man with a withered hand. Now, that was breaking the rules. It was breaking the rules because that man would not die from a withered hand. The healing could wait beyond Sabbath, according to the laws of the Pharisees. But before he heals, Jesus asked a really very interesting question. I've never focused on it as much as I have this past week. Jesus says, "What's the law? What's the law? To do good on the Sabbath? Or is it the law to do harm on the Sabbath? What's the law? To save life on the Sabbath or to kill on the Sabbath?" The Pharisees were silent. They were silent because there's only one possible correct answer here. The Sabbath law is to do good. The Sabbath law is to give life. That's the answer. God would never make a religious law that says, do harm on the Sabbath. God would never make a religious law that says, kill on the Sabbath. The commandment is, do not kill. The question of Jesus was very clear. Is it the law to do harm or to kill on the Sabbath? No. So Jesus heals the man with the injured hand, with the withered hand. And that was a life-giving action. The man could now return to work. He could now provide food and shelter for his family. This man was given his life back. This man received life. It was more than the healing of a hand. This man was given his life back. That's what God does. God gives life. But according to the Pharisees, Jesus broke the religious rule. So the Pharisees joined with the Herodians. Now, these are two groups that hated each other. They hated each other. But now they had a common cause to join together to destroy Jesus, to kill Jesus. And that's what Mark the storyteller wants us to know today. The Pharisees decided on the Sabbath. Their decision was on the Sabbath to do harm. That became their new law. The Pharisees and the Herodians decided on the Sabbath that Jesus would be killed, as if that was the law, to plan a murder on Sabbath. And Jesus was saying, Jesus was teaching that killing, murder, and doing harm on the Sabbath is not of God. That's why they were silent, because what they were doing was not of God. In 3.5 months, I'll be leading a session here that's titled, What It Means to Be a Lutheran. Now, I'll tell you right now, 3.5 months ahead, the most important thing I'm going to say on September 15th. I'm going to say that Lutherans believe that Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, is our Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing I'm going to say. And I'll talk about Martin Luther from the 1500s in Germany. And I'll talk about the Bible and what it means to be the church. Now, if I were of a different denomination, I might have a session titled, for example, What It Means to Be a Methodist. Now, if I were leading a session like that, the most important thing that I would say on that day would be, Methodists believe that Jesus Christ, crucified and risen Lord, is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, is our Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing I would say. But then I talk about John Wesley. In the 1700s, from England, and I talk about three basic rules that John Wesley taught. Methodists are very familiar with these three basic rules. Do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. Do no harm. Do good. Stay in love with God. I thought of John Wesley when I heard the question that Jesus asked in today's gospel. Is it lawful to do harm on the Sabbath? John Wesley, of course, would answer, it's never lawful to do harm on the Sabbath. It's never lawful, ever at all, to do harm. I first came to lead worship and preach here at St. John's the first weekend in June of last year. This is like my first anniversary of being with you. Many of the sermons that I've had in the past year, and I've been here several times, many have had some basic themes. Be kind. Be compassionate. Love one another. I've said that over and over again. That message, in my opinion, can never grow old. And I promise you that as long as I'm here, it's going to be repeated. Be kind. Be compassionate. Love one another. When our lives get messy, and they do, when they get complicated, when they get out of balance, and they do, these simple rules are life-giving. We need simple rules like this. Do no harm. Do good. Stay in love with God. Be kind. Be compassionate. Be forgiving. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. Simple rules. But I promise you, they're not easy. Sometimes we just want to stay in bed and not have to live these rules out. We have confession at the beginning of every worship service because we're here today to acknowledge that we don't always follow these life-giving rules all the time. We don't put these rules into practice in our daily lives as best we can. And so we confess that we've fallen short. We confess that we've failed. We worship on this Sabbath. This is our resurrection Sabbath. We worship and we're here to receive God's forgiveness for those times of failure. We're here to receive God's life. And God gives us life as we worship, life and forgiveness and grace. As we worship on this resurrection Sabbath, as we gather together, God is giving life to us. There's a church camp that has a main rule. Their first rule is to do no harm to one another. The rule is very clear. No name calling, no bullying, no degrading of others. All those are against the rules. But when it happens, when someone fails, and people do fail, people do fall short, a camper is asked to put their hands up in a T and say, time out. When they've been hurt or bullied or name called, they put their hands up and they go, time out. And then the person that caused the hurt is required to give 3 compliments. I love that camp rule because it reminds me that we do, unfortunately, fail. We do harm to the feelings of others, to the hearts of others, to the souls of others. But we're at our best, we're at our best selves when we at least triple the kindness after we've failed. The way of Jesus is to do no harm. And when we fail, we give life to others. We give God's life to others. We give to others bread of life. We bring a healing word to others, a loving remark. We give a warm welcome to others. We do our utmost to avoid each and every possibility of harming the heart, the soul, the mind, the body of others. We do our utmost to do no harm. And when we do, when we fail, when we do harm another, let's triple our efforts to be kind and compassionate and loving. Let us pray. Pray for strength for yourself and for the church. to do no harm. And as you pray for that strength, listen to the voice of God. Receive life. Pray for this strength for yourself and for the church to do good in the world. Listen to the voice of God. Receive life. And let's pray for those who are harmed by others. Let's pray for those who are bullied or injured or degraded. And let's pray that they will receive a triple blessing from God. Pray that they can hear the voice of God. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life.